Some thoughts are a little more pervasive than others. Often, to make something anchor itself in your body and brain, other than hypnotically, it should be tied to a particular experience, a particular way of being that happens even outside of trance. Luckily, you have a useful device to achieve that state between your legs. There is a moment before you truly come. There's a moment where your mind is completely dedicated to getting there, but not yet so far gone that you fail to stop. The moment right before the point of no return, the vaunted point of no return when your edged cock is dripping, drooling, affecting your cognition, yes. It chemically affects your cognition. All your thoughts start to have to go through your cock to get anywhere. And thoughts that aren't about pleasure, stimulation, and arousal tend to get lost. This is even more true in the edged, rigid cock. If you've been edging yourself constantly, any time you've had privacy and safety, if you've been rubbing until you're almost there, and then stopping, letting your slackened brain try to pick itself up without the benefit of an orgasm, you know that when you come, it clears your head. When your dick squirts, it really helps to clear your mind. That moment of clarity, that blissful, restful moment, is when the tension truly leaves the space between your legs. So if you stop too early, aren't you going to keep a little bit of that arousal, a little bit of that tension there? And if you stop too early, 2, 3, 4 times and more, the tension's going to become part of what you think about your length. Now all the tension elsewhere goes away, because when you're getting turned on, the rest of your mind, your body, they tend to relax. Everything about you except your cock tends to get a little more slack and chill. So it's actually good to edge a lot, because then you'll go through that relaxation, that pre-orgasmic relaxation, over and over. But your cock, at least, is going to keep some of that tension if it's never quite getting over the edge. Never quite getting to empty your balls. Think about your balls churning with your hot cum. Think about them filling up. Because they are, in a way. It's interesting. Physiologically, your cum is there and it regenerates over time. The seminal fluid that surrounds it, the dripping pre-cum stuff, that's actually made on demand in the seminal vesicles. Now, there's always enough protein in your body on hand, enough of the right enzymes and chemicals to get that fluid flowing. That's why you can start producing so much of it if you're horny, or if you're edging, edging, edging. I like to think of that clear pre-ejaculatory fluid as a sign that your brain is starting to get in a certain mode. It doesn't matter if you spurt, you've been leaking pre-cum since you started edging. And you are allowed to edge. All throughout, I want you in that mindset. The thing you're going to have to practice is stopping short of coming. Integrating edging into your day. So that blank, that hazy, that sinking place you get to when you've edged 5 or 6 or 7 times without coming. That's the place you're going to be in. That's precisely where you're going to end up if you edge and edge, tease and edge, and teach your length that you're just going to be bringing yourself up to the brink a lot. And since you're bringing yourself there so frequently, your cock is able to drool more and more of that pre-cum. More of what I think of as the sign that your cock is glistening and shining with a willingness to listen to something that might get you off. Because the better edging feels, the more you're going to end up doing that, in preference over other things. When you have safety and privacy, even in the middle of your day, you might as well edge. You might as well get yourself nice and hot so you're walking around all day with a cock that's only 10, maybe 20 pumps from squirting its load. A changed part of your anatomy that operates differently under edging conditions than it normally does. It'll certainly make you a little more susceptible to my voice. You're operating with fantasies in your head, after all. with desire for hypnotic trance in there. So if you're more susceptible to guidance like that, and if it just feels better, compare, consider, contrast, gripping your cock and needing to pump it 10, 20 times to get to a full hard-on, or reaching for it and finding you're already rock solid hard. You know, times when you might have gotten aroused without noticing it, and then you suddenly do notice it straining, hot, dripping. Well, if you take hold and it's already like that, that's your brain getting told that you are already in a state of anticipatory arousal, already waiting for it, walking around every day with your incredibly edged cock operating differently than a normal member might. Your length is going to be fundamentally changed, and quite apart from hypnotic trance, although it's all right to slide deep and regard my voice as the kind of hypnotic prompting you wait for, quite apart from that, your cock is learning certain lessons, the nerve endings that go up into your system, the system of lust and arousal. They're getting a little more excited. You'll learn to stimulate it more and differently, more interestingly than before. Edging has techniques. Edging has guidelines. Edging has little things that make you hornier in the everyday. Walking around prompted to feel yourself hard, feel yourself dripping, feel yourself wanting to stroke and stimulate your cock. But knowing that if you came, it would reset your edging counter. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been edging 8, 9, 10 times into the deepest kind of lust you have, where you really want to go over that point of no return, when you finally do, it's going to be better. Better than before. Better than you thought it could be. Because you'll be really satisfying it. And then afterward, you're going to have to pick up your edging streak again. Because if you've gone 10 or 11 or 12 times into a deep edging session, next time you'll want to try 13, 14, 15 deeper layers. Deeper places inside of yourself where your cock is connected to your brain. And where if it's edged all the time and it's coated in a glistening, shining sexual fluid that shows it's been masturbated, stimulated, jerked until you're blank, your brain's going to be similarly coated. Coated in words and ideas and fantasies about what it could be to be the most edged you could be. To be truly lost in thinking about applying a little friction to your cock, grabbing it and jerking it, knowing you'll find your pre-cum dripping, knowing it'll be hard in minutes. In the end, you're fantasizing about the very thing you're doing to yourself, just a few steps more, wondering if there's a point of no return, a point beyond which anything other than pleasure will leave your mind, and you'll finally need to get off. And that's why it's integrated. You go through the day, and when a chance to edge your cock presents itself, think positively and warmly of how good the orgasm can be. Think positively and warmly of how good it can feel to sink deep, and have the only thing on your mind be in your hand as well. The pleasure from your cock overwhelming and edged, so it feels better. Now here's a trick to edging. Find ways of touching your cock that you know won't quite get you off. It's different for everyone, but maybe if you rub it with the palm of your hand so it's pushed up against your body. Maybe if you grind on something, hump something. Maybe if you stroke with the wrong hand or too little force or a little too much. Find ways of stroking yourself that can get you close but never quite get you over the edge. If you do that, then you'll be able to feel it. You'll be able to feel how close you can come, how close you have been coming, to coming. And go through each and every day with the invasive thought process of pleasure, with a wonderful addition of your edged cock is so close that if someone touched it, if someone you wanted to grab and take control over it took hold, they could get you off with just a few pumps because you've been teaching yourself, you've been training yourself, and now your edged cock has become something else. Its experience of the world has become a little different. You walk through the world, and if you brush against something, if your clothing's a little too tight for a moment, or when you strip it off and slide your clothes over it in private, your cock is hard, it's dripping, it's glistening with that pre-cum which is coating your mind and embedding the idea that an edged cock feels better when it finally comes, and feels better every day. Each day you walk around with that edge closer than it's been before, you're fundamentally transforming the way your nerve endings, your lustful system, relates to your cock and to your brain. Doesn't have to be hard all the time either. If you've been edging it, it might just be a semi. It might even be soft, but you know that's when you could truly be excited. If something arousing happened, maybe just reminding me, telling you to edge, maybe just getting my voice in your head, maybe just you existing and thinking of what I would think if I saw you, throbbing, dripping, that alone could be enough to set it off, to get it hot and long and hard again. So if it's soft, even though you've been edging, you know you would get the moment of your cock flooding, becoming hot, becoming hard. You know that moment would be part of your next edging session. It could even stay soft the whole way through, but then all the things that would be expressed in its hardness are going to go up and fill your head instead. So going through each day with an edged cock is a bigger challenge, knowing you're going to want to edge it, to make the next orgasm better, to keep your brain in a lustful libido place, but also knowing you can use this as fuel, as a tool. You can use this as a way to keep yourself going, holding off on edging until the day's chores are fully done, until all the work you need to do out in the world, be it on self-improvement or duty or anything else, until that's done, you could hold off on edging. Make it a prize. Make it a treat. Make it a dose of something that changes how your cock relates to your brain, to the world, to the nerve endings. So just brushing against something's enough to get it hard, and you're walking around each day with the prediction of future edging and eventually coming. You'll have to figure out some system to make yourself come with. You'll have to figure out some way to get off. Maybe you'll use a sleeve or a toy. Maybe you'll grind on something. Whatever you do to get yourself off from that edged state, it should be something a little different than the usual touch, because you're going to have trained yourself to stop just short. Ooh, and there's the delicious treat of edging, by the way. If you have a cock that's edged and somebody wants to give you pleasure, me or anybody else, and they grab a hold of your over-edged cock, well, someone else's hand feels better. It's unpredictable. The nerve endings don't report back to your brain. You can't see what's going to happen coming. Would your over-edged member be able to stand being suddenly touched by someone with the intention to make you come, make you feel good, especially someone arousing, desirous, sexy to you? Think about it. You might think that edging all the time is going to make you less sensitive, but if you're really aware of your dick all the time, when you're edging it, when you're working it, if you're really aware it's there, you're going to feel it more. Because there's a lot of places you wouldn't normally touch yourself during ordinary, efficient masturbation. But if any part of your cock feels good, maybe cupping your balls and massaging them, maybe rubbing under the head or brushing your thumb against the little area where the bottom of the head's spongy tissue changes to the shaft. Whatever it is you do that's a little different, that'll keep the variety in there. It'll keep your cock waiting for it. And then when something, a lover, a directed, dominant, or partnered, submissive, or any intention at all, that's the wonderful part of being edged. No matter what the other person's relation to you, if you find them sexy and they're touching your cock, they're not going to do it the way you do. Unless you've really asked somebody to preserve your edging integrity, your cock is going to be treated much more roughly than it is when you just edge yourself. Somebody else touching it is going to bring stimulations you never thought were possible anymore. They're going to touch it, and if you're always a few strokes from coming, but you're going gentle on yourself, someone else's directed, focused touch, dare I say mouth, or wet, squeezing pussy around your cock, or anything at all that brings you pleasure above and beyond what your hands can do on their own, and you know there are pleasures you can't quite get on your own, well, that's going to be too much, isn't it? And you're going to be surprisingly pliable and amenable to pleasure. If it's that difficult to keep from going over the edge when you're edging on your own, how's it gonna feel when someone's fucking you with intention, taking your cock and bringing it to every pleasured, hot, dripping place it can go? And it's already glistening with pre-cum, and so is your brain. It's already glistening with the intention to come that you've been defraying, putting off, constantly, constantly holding it at bay, just barely. The reservoir of cum in your balls waiting to squirt out, the constant production of new seminal fluid meaning that the shining pre-cum on your cock is newly made, newly minted from your edging, and when something stimulates it too much and you squirt, the pre-cum produced by long edging sessions is going to mix with that cum, mix with that squirting. It's all going to mingle together, reminding you that now you have to start your edging over again. Reminding you while your brain is in the white, hot, blank place that stimulation will take you. But even if you set yourself up to be surprised, a vibrating toy, a sex sleeve around your cock, whatever you've got to do, when you're surprised by that orgasm, it is going to be better. It is going to be better than normal, better than usual, because you've been edging up to it, anticipating it, and because you slide into a place a little bit like trance when you're jerking and edging, blanking yourself out. However you describe it, however you think of it, there's a place where your thoughts are disorganized, but there's one clear, focused, definite thought there. Stroke and feel good. Touch your cock and feel good. That single, clear, focused thought exists, coexists, with thoughts of disorganized but still horny, disorganized fantasization, the difficulty focusing, but it's so easy to keep stroking, the automatic action of keeping on stroking and keeping on stopping when you hit the edge, versus the disorganized difficulty to form intention that comes of your lust-addled, pre-cum-coated brain. Coded by your everyday actions, and remember, pre-cum is made new on demand. There's a limitless supply of the very thing that's lubricating your thoughts in response to your extensive edging. The more you edge yourself, the more lubed up your brain is. And when it's too wet to hold on to a thought, when it's too slippery up there because your cock is hard and drooling, maybe that's when you'll let yourself have an orgasm, let yourself get off. But your pre-cum lubricated brain and cock exist in symbiosis, constantly waiting. Maybe you'll be overstimulated by accident. Maybe you'll give yourself a few strokes too many. Or perhaps you will notice that your threshold, the point of no return, moves closer and closer to when you begin stroking. So you have to always move back until eventually, after marathon edging sessions, you're two or three strokes from just coming anyway. And knowing the pleasure will be enhanced the longer you wait, the more integrated into your life your edging sessions are. Knowing that you have the capacity to enhance your own nervous system response to your masturbatory adventures. Mightn't the temptation every now and then be to just have one of those edging-assisted, orgasmic escapes where your mind turns off and drools not in just pre-cum, but in the cum shooting out of your balls, drooling at the feeling of heat, maybe with somebody's help. Maybe on your own, stroking to a completion so pure that it cements your need to edge and work your way up, to walk around with a cock that is not what it was before, but is now an edging integrated device for bringing pleasure. When you touch it, you know just the right way, but others might be a little rough, a little strong, a little overstimulating to a mind already prone to melt from an orgasm that is more powerful when you've waited 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 and 6, edging session after edging session, time after time, working it, trying to avoid going over the brink, trying to avoid that point of no return, while still looking forward to it, fantasizing about it, thinking maybe this'll be the time I feel how good it is, maybe this'll be the time I tip over the edge and moan out my satisfying enjoyment of my own edging-filled life. Perhaps that thought will fill your head. Perhaps that thought will be buried deep and come surging to the surface when you think to yourself, well, I'm 3 strokes away, I better stop. Your mind will occasionally say, no, you're 3 strokes away and you have to keep going because you're already past that ever-moving goalpost, that point of no return which shifts closer to the beginning of your sessions. Your edged cock is never quite predictable. Your edged cock is hard and hot, or it's limp but powerful. Every session's a little different. Every edging's a little different. And it's hooked into your nervous system, your system of lust and libido and arousal. So those are going to get integrated with edging. Until, although someone else's hand is so intense, it's easy to have fun with other people. Your own sessions with yourself just stop short of the point of no return, saving up a powerful orgasm, saving up the cum in your balls waiting to squirt, the jets and streams of hot, heated escape and relaxation alongside white hot, yes, yes, I am doing what must be done. That feeling is always waiting in the wings to ruin your edging sessions with blissful pleasure, to bring you off so you have to start your streak over and feel how it builds every day, how it gets easier and you have to stop earlier, until eventually maybe your edging sessions will be just too short and you'll want to recapture the long, reverie, and fantasy-filled stroking of your cock. And so you'll make yourself come to start the timer over, or go a few days without touching and afterward touch it and realize the level of pleasure in your edged-up cock is locked in. Even if you stop touching it, it's going to just get hotter and harder toward the event horizon of precum-coated, muscular-squeezing squirting that takes you down deep and reminds you it's so much better to have a cock that's integrated with your practice of edging. It adds so many pleasant surprises to your life and takes you deeper that much faster. Unless I say otherwise, please do consider stroking and edging your cock during any hypnotic session. You know it's only going to make you more aware, only take you deeper. And I wonder how far you'd fall if you came in the middle of the induction and your body was too lazy and drowsy to get up or do anything except listen further, fall deeper, and sink.